And welcome once again to Biz Talk. Good morning, and we're so glad you could join us this morning. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. And on this show, you know this is Northeastern Wisconsin's all-business talk show on the radio. On this show, we talk survival tips. We talk empowerment strategies, startup advice, marketing tips, accounting and tax, sales techniques, and on and on and on. Cash flow, anything that affects a business, we talk about in this show. And especially small businesses and the community of small business owners. And our guests include everything from business authors to business experts to attorneys to CFOs, CPAs, bankers, consultants, and hardworking entrepreneurs, which we have with us this morning. We'll be getting to our guests in just a couple of minutes. Before we get started, though, just a couple of things I want to tell you about. The show is on every Saturday morning. We talk business, and we're produced by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And SCORE is an organization that has been around for 40-plus years, helping small business people get started, get strengthened, get developed. Any phase of small business, we do free one-on-one counseling. Our offices here in the Fox City are located in the Chamber Building. And any day of the week, all you have to do is either go to our website, which is SCORE Fox Cities, click on, and there's a short little form you can fill out if you need a counseling session or if you want to come and meet with a SCORE counselor. It's a good bang for the buck because there is no fee for our counseling. It's all volunteer. The counselors in the Fox City are all volunteers. All over the United States, there's some 14,000 SCORE counselors that do this every day, and that's what we do. We help businesses grow, and this radio show is just an extension of what we do at the SCORE chapter. So we're glad to be here, glad to be on the air. And if you want to call us, I'll give the numbers. So I've got a guest this morning, and she'll be telling us a little bit about how she started her business, how she developed it, how she grew it, and how she used SCORE as a helping factor along the way. So we'll talk about that. If you want to give us a call or you want to go to our website and check out the show, find out a little bit about the history of BizTalk, maybe listen to some of the archives of shows that we've had on the air over the last 12 months. Actually, we've been on the air with the show almost 9 years, but the last 12 months are posted out there on our website, archived. And it's biztalkwithscore.com. All you got to do is go to biztalkwithscore.com. And if you forget the phone numbers and you want to call us, the phone numbers are posted out there on the website as well. And once again, the show is brought to you by our anchor sponsor, Associated Bank, who is a premier SBA lender here throughout the state of Wisconsin and a few other states. Also, the Venture Center, helping entrepreneurs to build business plans, to grow, to learn, develop. Venture Center has been one of our sponsors for quite a while. Albertson Hailing, which is a CPA firm here in the Fox Cities. Albertson Hailing do a great job of helping businesses, everything from the startup phase to the expansion phase of a business. And Epiphany Law, a law firm here in the Valley that does a great job of focusing only on business law. No personal injury, no divorce, none of that stuff. All business at Epiphany Law. And the Business News, I had lunch the other day with Jerry Mader, the publisher of the Business News. If you're in the Valley, you're in business, you want to subscribe to the Business News, it's a great vehicle for learning about what's going on in the business community here in the Fox Valley. And with that, why don't we take a quick break? I'll come back. We'll introduce our guest. We'll talk biz right here on the radio. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-9996. 800-333-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
On the radio on BizTalk. I'm your host. I'm going to give out the numbers. If you have a question, you want to give us a call this morning when our guest is on, that's okay. It's 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside of Appleton, maybe you're up in the Green Bay area, just call us at 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right on the air. And if you call us this morning, I still have some books I'm giving away. Speaking of Success is a book we've been giving away for quite a while on the air. And one of the things I want to mention, because speaking of success, we got a program we've been plugging that'll be coming up on the 30th of September. And it's a full day called Being in Business Today, and it's called Biz Tips from the Experts. One of our guests will be John Lombardi, who is actually the grandson of the famous coach Vince Lombardi. And anybody in northeastern Wisconsin, the name Lombardi has a special meaning. So John has got a great business background, and even though he's the grandson of Vince, he's got some football experience, having been a scout for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Tennessee Titans, and the Cleveland Browns. And he will be with us as our keynote speaker, along with Mark Burwell. Mark is also heads up the eHub program out of Green Bay, which was originally Urban Hope, a program that Reggie White, when he was playing for the Packers here, helped to start up in the Green Bay area. And he will be one of our speakers, along with a group of SCORE clients that have either one way or the other succeeded in business, whether it be by staying power, by doing their homework, doing a little bit of research, finding a niche and exploiting the niche and working in an area they love. And also, just by coming to SCORE, a lot of them did use SCORE for some of the help. So that was good. But the program, let me tell you how to find it, because we want to get you there. If you haven't registered, because we're getting registrations coming in pretty fast, it'll be on the 30th of September. That's Thursday. And all-day event. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning. We'll wrap up about 4:30, but there won't be a moment. Lunch will be included in that day. It's out at the DJ Bordini Center, which is out right near the Fox Valley Tech. All you have to go to our website, which is scorefoxcities.com. Click on, and it'll say details and registration. Just click on the details. You'll see a full lineup. There's a color brochure out there. We'd love to have you register. We'd love to have you come on board to that program. It's on the 30th of September, and it's called Being in Business Today. For anybody that's, whether you're in business or starting a business or growing a business, expanding, whatever phase you're at, you don't want to miss this program. It's going to be a good one. Once again, it's scorefoxcities.com. Just go and click on that website, and you'll get all the registration information. Plus, you'll get all the full lineup of who's going to be there and what we're talking about. Okay, let's get going this morning. We've got a great guest. She's in the studio. She's also a very new SCORE counselor, so this is really going to be exciting. With me in the studio this morning from Sunflower Spa, she started this business some 7 years ago, is Lacey Hardy. Lacey, good morning and welcome to BizTalk.
Thank you.
Hey, you may have to get a little bit closer to that microphone. Just there we go. You might want to lift it up just a bit so we can. You got a nice radio voice. I don't want to miss out. This is your first shot on radio.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, don't be nervous because I'm more nervous than you are. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about you started the spa right here in the Fox Cities. For folks that may know Lacey or may already know the spa, Sunflower Spa is, 7 years old, right?
Yep.
Celebrating, what, 7th anniversary?
7th anniversary on December 13th.
Oh, you're right around the corner.
Yep.
Good deal. Okay. Well, she makes people look beautiful, folks, and if that happens to me, that's a great thing. That's why I do radio. I don't have a face for TV, so I need your services, Lacey. Let's talk a little bit. You started this business actually in Colorado, didn't you? You went to school out there?
Yeah, I went to massage therapy school out there and worked in the industry and worked for a really nice destination spa. And then while I was going to school...
You went for business, you said, originally.
Originally, I went to Stevens Point for business and got my Bachelor of Science in Business and Communication, and then started the Sunflower Spa in Colorado as just myself.
Uh-huh.
And
you started the business out there, actually?
Yes, in Sunflower Spa, and it was just myself, just a one person
operation.
Job. Yep.
Yeah. That's all right. Some of the great General Motors started in the idea of one person. So
it all starts with an idea.
But and they almost went away. You didn't.
No, I'm still here, people.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Now, you started out in Colorado, and then you're from the Fox Valley, though.
Yep,
right?
I'm from Appleton originally. Graduated from Appleton West. Uh-huh. Go Terrors. So, yeah, then I moved back in... 2003, mm-hmm. and moved back, just thought this was going to be just a passing ground for me, and then I actually worked locally in the area here as a massage therapist.
Right, right.
And then we were eating dinner at the Stone Cell, or at, in the, between the Locks building,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and my brother's like, well, this would be a great place for you to open up the Sunflower Spa.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day I looked into it, and then the next day I was signing the lease.
Are you that fast?
Yeah, I don't let the grass grow under my feet, Jim.
I love it. Yeah, but you had to do some thinking about this before you started. I mean, it was always a passion with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
To start and build and have your own business. So.
Yeah, I think the passion started for... me as a technician, as a massage therapist, when I was in high school, I'd get books on, you know, how to become a massage therapist, and I'd be massaging just the shoulders of my family. They loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, then when I was in college, that was my final, like, business paper. We had to do a business plan, and it was on a spa.
Right, right.
And so that's was always in the back of my head of what I wanted to do.
So you actually wrote your business plan for educational purposes.
Yes.
But had you used that business plan in the business? Did it become part of the business?
Yeah, it did.
Roadmap
actually.
To follow, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I still have it today.
See, you did something so many small business people fail to do, and that's one of the things that we pound away at people when they come to SCORE is we want to see some kind of plan of action.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What are the marketing ideas that you're going to implement to build a business, start a business. Now, you started the business with what? No customers yet, right?
No customers,
clients. Yeah.
New to the area. You know, I was just living on my dream. I uh-huh. knew what I wanted to accomplish, and I knew that it was going to be successful.
Right.
And so, yeah, I just opened the doors, and, you know, it's funny looking back now because we grew, you know, to where we are now, and
right.
you know, we didn't have any of the technology that we have now. We had curtains for our rooms. I mean, it was really
humble beginnings.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's fine. And most business, I mean, that's the way you have to start. Some people go, they take a huge loan, they go out there, they're heavily leveraged, heavily in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're figuring out, how am I going to pay back this loan? So your mind is distracted from your business.
Right.
You don't think that. I got to mention Todd's in the studio. Todd is your husband. No, Todd, you're not active in the business, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Once. You are. But you're a supporter of Lacey.
Yeah, we do. We go over a lot of ideas at home. We bounce a lot of stuff off each other and what's going to work. She brings home a lot of ideas for me to, like, hey, you know, what do you think about this as a neutral
Right.
party.
Right.
So we spend a lot of, I know it's her business, but we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, but that's great. See, you got the camaraderie of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I think the first business I started, my wife said, come on, go get a real job. She wasn't at all in with so it really helps if you got somebody you can go home to, especially at the end of a long day. You know, you're kind of tired. You did a lot of massages or you did, you know, whatever. Now, what do you do at the spa? It's a full-service spa. You do everything from making people look good.
Yeah, we do.
To feel good, right?
Yeah. We do everything but hair and nails. And so our primary book of business is massage therapy and then also skin care, body care.
And I see. So how do you do the research on what products to carry and find it? I mean, you use them yourself first.
Yeah,
And then say, hey.
Use the products ourselves. And so right now we carry the full Dermalogica and Aveda line. They're like number one and two in skincare.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the show, a little bit about marketing, because I think one of the things that, most businesses, and you're 7 years with a good, steady clientele now, that took you a while to build up. But once it's there, you could kind of lay back, take it easy. All right, we can stop worrying about marketing. We got it covered. Forget about it. Doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't work that way at all, Jim. No, that's one thing like that always is keeping me on my toes. It's you got to keep it fresh for the client. Keep it fresh for your the sunflowers is what I call them. And so we're always constantly coming up with different specials or different ways to do events or so just keeping it fresh
is
I mean, that's one thing that we're always changing is the marketing.
But you're also involved in the business. I mean, you're handling your own clients too.
I'm married to Todd and the Sunflower Spa.
But I mean, you have to do the work as well as manage a business too.
And I think that's what makes the Sunflower Spa unique is because the owner myself is actually doing the work.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm massaging clients, giving skincare, and then also on the back end, doing the operations part.
Right.
So I really know firsthand, you know, what is going on.
Oh, so you got to wear all these different hats. You come in the morning, you're a marketing expert. You're a accounting expert.
Well, I don't know about that. I need help there.
You're a massage therapist. Yep. You're a skin and hair technician. Plus, you got to run the business and you got to, you know, make sure employees show up. Everybody gets to where they're supposed to do. And keeping customers happy and all that's on your shoulders.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I like the responsibility, otherwise I wouldn't do this.
You just hit the magic word. She's got it going on. The passion that she has for the business is the probably what, and it doesn't seem like work to you, does it?
No, it's, I mean, I go to what people would normally call their work. I mean, it's part of who I am.
I
love what I do, and it's not work to me.
Right.
And so, I mean, ask my husband. I mean, I'm up like at 11 o'clock doing stuff, and it's not work. I mean, I want to do it.
Yeah.
It's what drives me.
So. See, that's that is the kind of thing that I think a lot of people like to hear about, is when you start a business, if you're lacking that passion for what you do, and you're only doing it for money, you're going to lose. It's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always going to be worried and focusing on the money part of it. What about the service to people? Because you go in there thinking, hey, what can I do for people today?
Yeah. Well, I always tell the girls, like, you're the appointment that people look forward to. And they're coming here because of you. The customer service, I think that's where we shine.
Yeah.
So many places, so many businesses I go into, and I see somebody behind the counter.
Right.
And they don't even look up or say hi. I mean, you have to go the extra mile for people. That's what's going to drive people back to you. And they want to know, like, hey, Jim, how are you doing today? And,
right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I always say you got to say their name. I mean, just the basics of business.
Yep.
Never, ever lose that. It's customer service. We are in the service industry. And so really being focused on the customer, going that extra mile for them.
Well, I'll tell you, I went for a service. I won't even mention the business or what it is last week. A couple of weeks ago, actually, and I'm driving down Richmond Street in Appleton, and I saw this business. I said, I need that. So I walked in. I thought, let me start doing business with these people.
Mm-hmm.
I never got such a cold reception, and I felt like I was pushing them to, it was a simple service. It was some dry cleaning for a shirt and a few alterations, things like that. But I just had a feeling like I was in their hair.
Right.
You know?
Like,
yeah. I
Well, Jim, this is what I tell the girls and anybody who works at the Sunflower Spa, you're inviting, you are a host, you're inviting somebody into your house.
Right, right.
And so you need to, you know, be the best, the hostess with the mostest. So, you know, you need to give people that warm, fuzzy feeling, though.
We're talking with, Lacey Hardy. That's exactly what, and you're in a, what is called a hospitality type industry. So you've got to, a service type industry.
Mm-hmm.
You're performing a service. And just like you said, some people will think about that appointment all day long. And when you get in there, when I go get my haircut, which mm-hmm. I do every now and then, what is left? And I'll sit down and I just really look forward to kind of chit-chatting mm-hmm. with...
it's an experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the... Okay, you're on Biz Talk. We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be back here. And we're going to talk about Lacey, not only... runs her own spa. She went out and became a real estate tycoon, too, along the way. We'll talk about that when we get back right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
We are back here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. We're talking business this morning. Tony Bush is out on assignment this week. And once again, the show is brought to you by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And I want to remind you that on September 30, we got our day-long event. So if you haven't registered, please do, because I think you'll meet a lot of good folks at this, the DJ Bordini Center. We only have room for 100 registrants in that. Our sponsors for this are Epiphany Law, our Lakeview Credit Union. Our sponsors are also, Lakeview Credit Union. I got it all in my head, and I'll have to think about it. Next break, I'll get them all in, because I want to make sure our sponsors... how could I forget? The Better Business Bureau is one of our sponsors for this event. We got a great lineup of sponsors, and we have a great lineup of guests for this September 30th event. So we're talking this morning with Lacey Hardy. Lacey is the owner, founder, entrepreneur, extravagant of the Sunflower Spa. And what, Lacey, where are you located in Fox Valley?
We are located right in the flats in Appleton, right across the street from the Between the Locks building.
Okay.
So
great location.
Mm-hmm,
Yeah. And is that near the Pullman restaurant?
Yeah, it's just up the road from the Pullman's.
Okay, having lunch over there Monday. Well, you're not probably open on Mondays, are you?
Yeah, we're open
on
Monday.
You are open. A spa that's open
on Monday through Saturday, Jim.
What is it about Mondays that that salons and don't want to be...
I don't know. I think they're missing out.
I do, too. I think when people say Monday, the only place to go is Sunflower Spa. I'm
going.
So we were talking about, let's give out a web address, too, because people may want to go and check you out on the web a little bit before they come by, and especially the new customers that will be coming in.
Yeah, our website is www.sunflowerspa.net.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the business on there, as well as all
yep.
the services. And,
it tells the whole story.
The whole story. Okay.
And you'll get the rest of the story here.
Well, actually, this show will be out on the archives, so you'll be able to send people here. Hey, if you want to know how we got started, listen to Biz Talk. You can hear it on WHBY. When you started the business, what made you, the hurdles and the humps that you got to jump over? You bought a building, you tell
mm-hmm.
me.
That was the biggest hurdle. Purchased just the whole process of purchasing a building. Was a big hurdle, and getting the renovations and everything. But just to step back a little bit, how that all started, Jim, yeah. is we were doing some improvements where I was renting mm-hmm. at the Between the Locks building
right.
for the first 5 years. And my husband, Todd, and my dad were doing some work. We were doing a little bit of remodeling at the building because the landlord was really nice, where, you know, as long as you pay for it,
right,
you can do whatever you want
yeah.
in there.
So they call that leasehold improvements.
Right,
yeah.
right.
You're making his building more valuable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so my husband saw that, and he's like, Lacey, kind of in a sarcastic, jokingly matter, like Todd is, and he said, you know, if we're not doing any more work unless you own the building.
Right.
And I said, okay. Well, my mom is a realtor, and so I got on the horn with my mom, and I said, Mom, I need to buy myself a building. And I was already saving up money. This is before I met Todd, and so thinking I was going to buy a house. And so the next day, I found the building that I was going to purchase, and it was where we are now, and I only looked at that one building.
Really?
And
I mean, next door to where you're at? Or
right across the street, Jim. I mean, it was so convenient.
Some divine intervention is going on here, I'll tell you.
Oh, I manifested that.
Little did I know it was going to be more work for me than just I should have kept my house
exactly.
shut.
And we were engaged at the time, so we made it through that, yeah. That was a little bit of a hurdle, just even purchasing it. It's good to know people. And so my really good friend is a banker, and so that helped out.
Uh-huh.
He helped out with the financing. That was the first time, Jim, I went into debt for the business
yeah,
in
yeah,
5 years.
Yeah.
So, we started July.
Yeah, but it's a big asset that you have now.
It's my retirement.
Yeah, and plus it's, and just like we were talking, the leasehold improvements you're
exactly.
making now are to your building, not to somebody else's.
Right, and then we can have more control over the space and make it what we really want, and
yeah.
that's what we've done.
Yeah.
So.
But before she bought it, we spent, like, I would say half a year of, even, like, if we were by our parents and that, we did a lot of pre-planning.
Right.
I mean,
right.
thoughts and... We even made up mock sheets of what the costs were going to be in construction, and we held that, you know, we tried to hold that so we could follow financially, so we
yep.
just weren't open.
Right.
We had a
right.
really good plan for
right.
a foundation.
Right, you didn't just go jump into this thing
no.
without
mm-hmm.
blindly. I mean, you did some,
a lot of Friday nights of sitting down, okay, if we did this or we did that.
Right,
you know.
Right, right. Because, you know, one of the things that you're always got a mortgage, as long as you have a mortgage on it,
mm-hmm.
but someday you won't have a mortgage. And so now if you own that building free and clear, you got
mm-hmm.
all that equity built up. In this,
right.
And what a great situation mm-hmm. to be in business. Yeah.
yeah.
But and you've got what? What'd you say, 9 employees working for you?
Yeah, there's 9 therapists, and then there's 4 receptionists, and then... I have one Sunflower who's been with me since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and she's what I call my right-hand girl.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you really have to find somebody that you can trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the nice things is you got Todd that you can come home and talk to about the business. Because, and once again, you know, as I said, if the spouse isn't supportive in a business, then you really, you feel like... you know, it's you're in it alone.
It
alone.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. yeah. So, but now that you got your, you're looking back over it, would you change anything? Not,
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, because even though there were some things that I made as far as mistakes, yeah. which everybody is going to do, yeah. You know, you learn from those mistakes.
Right, right.
And that's the most important thing.
We'll talk a little bit about that because that's important. We got Ed on the line. Ed, are you with us?
Yes, just got a question. I'll give the question and then listen on the air.
Okay.
Actually, I guess two questions. Number one is, how did you make the decision? I'm assuming you started small, probably by yourself. How did you make the decision to expand or to hire people? And number two is getting the word out, advertising. How did you approach determining the mix of advertising you wanted to do? And what proved most effective?
Good questions. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a really good question, Ed. What drove me to expand is where we were, my landlord had the, you know, pay-as-you-grow program, mm-hmm. and we were pretty much, tapped out on our resources over there. And again, I didn't want to throw money out the window. I mean, I know in the beginning you have to rent, and that's just a fact of business, but so it was more in the investment mm-hmm. of a building. So that's what, and we needed the growth that we needed to. Sometimes you have to spend money to make money, that right. old term. And so that's why we expanded. As far as what has been the most effective marketing is you give the best service you possibly can, and then that person tells 10 people, and it just spreads like wildfire.
Yeah. Word of mouth marketing. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. That if I you're not having to pour a lot of money into marketing, not knowing what's working, what's not working. Print advertising, you know, all the different things you can do.
Yeah, in the beginning, Jim, we did a lot of print because we had to get our name out there.
Yeah.
And then once we had our established business, our book of business, if you want to call it that,
sure.
Clients, then we really just built off of that and just referral. And it really comes down to if you're in the service industry, you have to give the best 110% to every client.
Yeah, but you got to be doing it because everybody says that's what they do and that's what they're going to do. But and you know from mm-hmm. doing business with other people, it's not always the case.
No, it's not.
So if you got 7 years under the belt, you own your own building, you got to be doing something right. And you're doing what you say you do,
mm-hmm.
which is... Now, when it comes... You mentioned social marketing, you know, social networking... you found some of the new technologies are absolutely great
mm-hmm.
and very inexpensive.
Very yeah. inexpensive. They're so inexpensive, they're free.
Yeah.
I mean, we use like Facebook and Twitter. And I wouldn't say we don't solely rely on those. You can't. It
no,
just gets
right.
the word out. It's just another, you know, free advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly what we do is, again, word of mouth, and then also our email blast is what we do.
Yeah.
And that is very effective.
Well, businesses that don't utilize those social networking opportunities are missing a big marketing tool.
That's, I think so.
Just like you said, it's free. It isn't free in that you have to invest some time in it, right?
Oh, everything. Yeah. Whenever you own a business, it's your time.
Yeah.
You know.
So what's a typical day like for Lacey Hardy?
Well, my typical day is I get into work at... We don't open until 9. So yeah. I get there at 8, and then I do all of the bookwork from the receipts from the day before. What goes in, what goes out. I do all that recording. And
sounds
then,
like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, well, I like counting money, so.
It is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. You have to make everything fun.
Yeah.
And then I just get everything, like, prepared for the day, and then our receptionist comes in at 9 o'clock, and then the girls start coming in at 9. So I like that time by myself so I can process what's going on before and plan my day.
Right.
And then it depends on, you know, I start taking clients at 10 o'clock, and I don't take clients every day, mm-hmm. but then I'll go to the bank, get my coffee, mm-hmm. and then come back, and it just really depends. Like, every day is different, and then I do take my book of business as well,
mm-hmm.
so I'm still working in the business as a massage therapist and an esthetician.
You're not just the boss. You're actually involved in the work, too. In
exactly.
The,
yeah. It's, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and some Fridays I'm working as well as a therapist.
So when the employees come and cry, look, you don't know what it's like dealing with...
I do know what it's like.
Well, you know, and you're dealing in a business where people can be demanding. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
This is... And they come in there, they want, especially if it's a massage therapy, they want to go out feeling like a new person. And so they're putting a lot of pressure on you to perform a service.
At, yes. Yeah. We are the day makers.
Yeah.
That's our job.
And as they walk out, especially with new hair look, my wife loves it when she comes home. And
well, actually, we don't do hair, just so everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, I mean, we, you know, it's... It's all about relaxation, yep. And it's a sanctuary for people to come to.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are coming in with different things going on, and we want to really have them leave feeling like a million bucks.
Absolutely. Like a new person.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You get a lot of people that might be experiencing back pain or coming to you because, you know, for therapeutic reasons.
Yes,
like that, yeah.
We do, you know, a lot of relaxation, and then, you know, as well as... working on different issues with somebody hurt their shoulder.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe you got in. And those customers or those clients wind up being long-term, even though they've probably recovered from whatever injury it is that, you know, hey, like you said, the solitude and the, it's refreshing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we are talking with Lacey Hardy. If you have a question, you want to give us a call, we're at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Lacey has the Sunflower Spa. Again, let's give out the web address so people can go.
It is www.sunflowerspa.net.
Now, I haven't been to this.
You can book your appointment right online, Jim.
I can do that.
We're open 24/7 right online.
So when I come in, is you know, is music a part of maybe soft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have all the elements of relaxation.
Oh, I gotta go.
You have to.
You gotta go, Jim. You gotta go.
Look at that. Now, see, Todd knows. He's already a recipient of all that.
Oh, yeah, when I'm out, I'm always asking people, you know, have you been to the Sunflower Spa yet?
He's my ambassador.
And then, now, when it comes to, you know, we talked about social networking, things like that, and marketing, and you've reached a plateau where you really don't have to pour money into a lot of mediums of advertising that you might have had to in the early stages. But how do you plan to market this? I mean, that takes some thinking, some strategies, how do you do that? It's a think tank or...
Yeah, I have, my right-hand girl.
Yeah.
That, you know, she manages the spa when I'm not there. So she's part of that. And then we also have one of our therapists is one of our marketing consultants as well.
Okay.
And so us three together really focus on, you know, marketing the spa together.
Okay. Hold the thought because we're going to talk about you becoming a SCORE counselor, which is very interesting. So we're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network. You're on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. We'll be back right after a message or two.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the new north, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Okay, we're back on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, talking with Lacey Hardy. Lacey owns and operates the Sunflower Spa. And one of the interesting things, Lacey, that I mentioned just before we took the break, I want to get into it before we wrap the show up. You went to SCORE for some help along the way. And what was that, accounting help?
It was accounting help. And that was when I was setting up all of my QuickBooks. And
yep. You met with Bill Gainey, one of our counselors, who is a CPA. And Bill is a numbers guy all the way.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, but SCORE, one of the exciting things is that, was it the, this is a good organization, maybe it's something I should get involved in?
Well, I think what happened with myself is you're always on this journey, and, I started the business, takes a lot of time and effort.
Right.
And then with the remodel, and now I'm starting to, step back and reflect.
Right, right.
And so I want to give back to the community and give back. I feel like I have a little bit more knowledge under my belt now. So SCORE was, for me, it's really a vehicle to help people that were in the same shoes as myself 7 years ago.
Excellent. And just what you said, that giving back, that trying to, I did it, I've climbed a few mountains, and I think I can help some other people that are maybe struggling or at the outset.
Or just even tossing around the idea of, do I want to start a business? This is my idea. And just helping them through that journey and finding their path.
Well, you're one of the things that this SCORE chapter is very fortunate to have, is we have an active core of SCORE counselors, people that are still in business. They haven't retired. They're not... And they're on the cutting edge of what's going on, and especially in networking and marketing and everything else. So we were really fortunate to get you as a counselor.
It's a great group.
Yeah, yeah. And then have you had counseling sessions so far?
Not yet.
Okay. That's coming.
Next week.
That's great, yeah. But, a lot of the clients that come to us, many of them don't become SCORE counselors, but you were in a perfect situation. Hey, I built a business. It's like driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the road. As long as I steer the wheel properly and keep out of the ditches, I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're at in business right now.
Yeah.
Once again, let's give out an address and a website so people can come on over and... hey, I heard you on the radio. I want to come and try you.
Yeah, everybody can come on in, and we're open from 9 to 9. And if you want to just even stop by and get a tour of the place...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, one of the Sunflowers can definitely help you out. It's 1024 South Old Oneida is where we're located in Appleton. Website, sunflowerspa.net.
Okay. Before we go, Lacey, I want to have you give a little pearl of wisdom, a biz tip to our listeners.
I think that if anybody is thinking about going into business, the number one thing is, money. You got to manage your cash flow, and you can't be wondering where your next paycheck is going to come from because you might not have one for the first few years.
Oh, I've been there.
Because it gets invested back into the business. Just managing that cash flow on a daily basis, making sure that you have enough to cover yourself for the next year.
Lacey, so. Todd, I want to thank you both for coming
Thanks,
in today.
Jim.
Thank you.
Really,
this has been, it's been a fun hour, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. So that's BizTalk. We'll see you next Saturday morning. Don't forget the 30th of September to register at scorefoxcities.com.